Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous, amazing, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Oh, I've got bunches of information for you, bunches, and it's exciting. It's everybody's kind of like blowing into their big thing, and interestingly enough, everybody's big thing is everybody's big thing. Oh, look at the surprise on our face, right? So I do want to remind you before we get started, press one if you want to talk to the channel. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again. We'll lose you on the switchboard. And our webinar, our ego webinar, is this Tuesday. And you're going to want to be there. One of the pieces of information that they gave me to give you today is the biggest core belief that thwarts us is, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, and my heart is open. Now, if you're not aware that subconsciously you've been taught that that's egotistical, you are not going to accept it. You are going to diminish it. You're going to yeah, but it. And it's really the source of your expansive, powerful creation. If you don't know and accept that you are the creator of you and everything in your life, then why is the universe going to listen to you when you say, I am creating this? I am creating money. I am creating health. I am creating great relationships. I am creating success. Oh, by the way, I don't create any of those things because then I'd be really egotistical. So you can't have it both ways, guys. If you want to move into your power, you have to accept that you are the power. That's the very first thing. And there's just all kinds of teachings that we're carrying that, you know, you very, very, if ever, hear that the ego is a positive thing. And I'm telling you that it is if you define it that way through love. Okay, so it's this Tuesday. Sign up at IMD Wallace or from the last chance emails or on the website. You can get there a million ways. Only four spots left for Creation Station, guys. Only four. So if you're called to come, I know, I told you, they go fast because the people that have been here before want to come back, which makes it a nice little family. So anyway, powerful, powerful weekend if you are so called to do that. Again, sign up at imdwallace.com. And February 14th, Valentine's, I've got a surprise coming out for you. So it will only be available for 24 hours. You'll get an email about it. If you're not on the email list, probably want to sign up because this is a really nice gift I'm offering for free, but only for 24 hours starting at 7 a.m. February 14th. Gabrielle's audiobook of Eat, Pray, hashtag FML is out now. Would so love for you all to order her audiobook. She's reading it, so it's in her own voice. And there is a link to that on the e-blast. Okay. The other thing. Oh, yeah. You know, I told you I did this video on core beliefs explaining all the core beliefs that are on the sheets, that's also available now on imdwallace.com. And I want to talk to you about support, because I was having some issues with my lower back, and it was kind of going into a little bit of sciatica. And at the time, in the moment that I was working on it, I got support was the highest word. Now, of course, your legs, your feet, your back, your shoulders, all those are part of your support system, right? And I think that, well, that has been an issue all my life since my alcoholic childhood of I'm not supported. People aren't there to support me, right? God isn't there to support me because I had to support everybody else, basically. And that's how we put these belief systems together. So I want everybody to come together right now. Stop what you're doing. Drop into your heart. Go to your love place. All those things should be automatic for you right now, by now. And we are claiming, I am supported. I am supported by my money. I am supported by my body. I am supported by my friends. I am supported by myself. I am supported by the universe. I am supported by God. And I am supported by all of the me's existing in any time, space, continuum, and all dimensions. I actually am the frequency of support. And so it is. See, this is the charge you want to send out to the universe. Not the victim thing of nobody showing up for me or why can't I show up for myself. You've got to send out the charge of the positive, and then that leads you into being able to truly claim and direct and own that I am power. So again, we're all going to come together, drop into our hearts, go to our love place. I am power. Woohoo! Feel it, guys. Feel into it. I am power. And so it is. Okay, we can go to the calls because I'd like to fly through a lot of you today and give you some help. All right, Ms. Coral in Wisconsin, you're on.
Hi. So I have a question. I had talked to you earlier this week on Jennifer McLean's show, and I was asking to be shown what I wasn't seeing. And you actually did give me the answer, because you said that I wasn't feeling like I was the creator of me and that I wasn't really directing my energy. And that actually was the answer of what I wasn't seeing, because I really thought I was. So
yeah.
My question today is, mm-hmm. First of all, am I there now? And how do we know? Because I know so many people call and ask the same thing.
Well, first of all, remember years ago, somebody called in and said, how will I know when I'm there? And the channel said, you'll know when you're there when you know there's no there to get to. You see, it's an ongoing expansion into the understanding of energy and how we create energy and direct energy. Actually, the better words are how we create out of directing energy, because we don't really create energy. Energy is all there is, and everything's energy. So just know that you are already there. You are already complete. And you will continue to expand into your understanding of all possibilities and the creation of you. Do you understand?
I do, but again, I thought I did. And I have been trying this week,
okay,
really
Coral,
working on it since I have been. I talked
Coral,
to you.
See, you're going, Okay, I'm there, I'm complete, but I thought I was there, and so I'm saying it, but I really don't believe that I'm complete, so I have to keep working on myself. And when I work on myself, I keep looking at what's wrong or what needs to be fixed, which keeps me from being complete. So you can't have it both ways. You're either complete or you're incomplete. And it's an oxymoron to our minds, not to our brains, but to our minds, to say I am complete while it appears that there are still definite issues for all of us to address while we're in this body, right? What was your second question, Coral?
I really, like I said, this week I've been really focusing on that, and there's times that I just feel absolutely amazing. I guess I'm wondering, am I doing it now? I mean,
in a nutshell, Coral, your answer is, the thing that keeps making you fall out is your doubt.
Okay, how do I bridge that?
Okay, well, if you don't doubt, you what?
You know.
That's right. And I tell you guys this every week. Get up and direct your day. I know. Another thing you can do is be conscious about directing your hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point around everything you want to know, because that helps keep you in the place where you can feel your knowing instead of divert back to the doubt. The doubt will take you out of your creative power every single time, and our minds are trained to question and doubt. You understand? So I would get up every day and just say, I know, I am complete, and I am joyfully happy in experiencing everything I need to experience about the creation of me in my life. Just start there. Because right now you're going, what's wrong and what do I still need to fix and will I ever get there? And so the only thing your brain can spit out to you back is the limitations, not the expansion. You're literally writing into the computer of you, tell me why I can't and I'm not. And that's not ever going to get you into the experience of your completeness, your knowing, and your expansion. So those are your answers, baby. And quit trying to fight them now. You see, you keep wanting to go, yes, but. This is where you have to train yourself to live now. And it's true for all of us, Coral. All of us are going, if you don't absolutely accept that you are the power that creates you in your life, and you choose your thoughts and your feelings consciously so that you're sending out the signals that you want. If you're not doing that, then you're going to keep living in the experience of not being there. And it's in the challenges, you see, that come into our life. The challenges allow you to see how firmly you can hold on to, yeah, so here's a challenge. And I know, and I'm complete, and I know I meet the challenge. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, see, you're still questioning it. I can hear it in the frequency of your voice. And that's your great challenge now, baby, to accept it and live in that and quit fighting it. All right. You can do this, Coral. Love you. Thank you. It's good to hear from you. Robert in South Carolina, what's up?
I'm aggressively creating. I'm happy about that. What is going on with my friend Kimberly? I also have a frenemy, Jessica, and I know I can't create for them, but I don't know how to approach the situation.
Yeah, you do. So what's in it with you that's attracting people that aren't coming forward for you and coming through for you? That's really what it's about, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, you're your highest answer, Robert. That's what the channel's giving me. Does that resonate with you?
Kimberly
okay.
doesn't want to hang out as much.
Okay. So she doesn't want to support you with her presence. Okay. And what? Who's the other one?
Jessica. She's a friend of mine.
Oh, what is that? You're either a friend or an enemy. That's BS.
Well, I go out with Caleb, and Jessica runs in the circle, and we're nice, and she's always laughing, you know, when we talk. But she doesn't like me personally, and, like, you know, they're having an Oscar party, and I'm not invited to it.
Okay. So, in other words, what core belief is it within Robert that's creating, attracting these experiences and these people into your life? It's never about them, guys. Always about you. You shift you. Everything around you shifts. Sheets. But give me a song, any song that pops in, please.
Make Me Alive.
Yeah, okay. So you're looking for them to define you. You're looking for them to know you're complete. You're looking to them to know you're loved, and you've got to do all that for yourself first. And then if they want to match you, they will, and if they don't, they'll fall away, and you will attract the people that do match how you love, respect, and honor yourself, Robert. And that's for the next month. That's your whole focus, your whole direction, everything. I love, honor, and respect myself, and I'm creating all the experiences in my life to match that. Okay?
I got it. I'm going to continue forth aggressively creating, and I'll be watching the Oscars at my house.
Well, you know, you don't have to be too aggressive. You just have to be conscious. And you know what? You're going to be in good company, because I'm going to be in my jammies with my glass of wine, watching them on my couch right along with you. Okay.
Thank
I had
you. Thank
five
you.
Parties I could have gone to. I chose to stay home in my jammies. So make it a choice. See if maybe you've got a friend that wants to come over and watch them with you, if that calls to you, you know. But love and respect yourself and honor yourself, Robert, so that other energy can match that. Okay, baby? Thank you.
I got it. Have a great day.
You too. Good. You did get it. Good. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Of course, baby cakes. What's up?
Helping my life. Because I don't have friends to really talk to about these things. But I'm really concerned because I'm really having a hard time, and I do direct my energy every day. But the last month and a half, I got into a serious depression where all I was thinking about was not living. And I'm
okay.
Just trying to find words to lift
Maria,
me up. Read
the
line.
The first thing that came in is you've definitely got some physical, chemical stuff going on. Are you under the care of anyone, sweetheart?
No, not anymore, because I'm under Medi-Cal.
Well, Medi-Cal, there's got to be...
It's been a battle for them to even listen to me, to even give me my test results, and trying to realign that. I feel like I have to get an attorney to file charges about abuse and neglect. And that's a whole other thing.
Okay.
So I just
All
stopped
right.
calling.
So, Maria, sweetheart,
yeah.
That's the core belief we want to turn around right now, is I'm abused and neglected.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it goes It's a lot of past life stuff. In this lifetime, it started with your mom around the age of 3. So Can you resonate with feeling abused and neglected by your mother?
Every family member and still going today where I don't speak up because they threatened me when I did. And I feel
okay.
Like
you feel like nobody listens to you. And
I
so
feel
they're
so
not.
I feel because it doesn't matter how little the thing is, it goes back to the nature of the relationship where they threatened me when I couldn't go anywhere to live. If I spoke up or try to establish boundaries and they try and help, and I know that they're helping me too, but that's been my thing is getting help from people who also are abusive.
Well, as long as you have the core belief, and you do, that I'm abused mm-hmm. and neglected, somehow, no matter what anybody does, Maria, you're going to experience life as being abused and neglected. You might break through in little ways, but you have to shift that within you. And it's very challenging for you to do that. Because of this belief that you have. So, hold on, I'm hearing this. We're both balanced. Anybody switched? We're getting the high. The channel is suggesting that you might want to call the suicide hotline because if you call them, they will get you help. And you really need some help physically and chemically so that you can, it's not your adrenals, but it's the same principle as when your adrenals get blown, guys. It feels like it's a mental breakdown. It's really
yeah.
physical. And
mm-hmm.
so this lack of being able to find your power
mm-hmm.
is a lot due to a physical chemical imbalance. So I would take the suggestion by the channel to heart and call the hotline, tell them what's going on, and that you need help. You need to help rebalancing yourself. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Take care of yourself and follow through on that, please. All righty. Lynn in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hi, Dee Dee. Good morning.
Hi, baby.
Okay, so is the support stuff what's going on with my right side of my lower back, kind of hip area?
Yeah, which interestingly enough was where mine is. but ultimately... ultimately, Lynn, it's us fighting the acceptance of our power, fighting the acceptance that we're God and the creators of our own self and our own lives. And that's for absolutely everybody. There's not one person that's ever going to listen to this or is listening now that does not apply to. So if you want the highest answer, everybody, of what to work on for the next week or month. But again, watch your ego come up, which will hold on. They want to give you a core belief, which ties into the ego part of why you're not doing this. Here, here, here. Ah, I cannot create with other energy.
Wow.
Well, because we've been taught to protect ourselves. You
right.
know, other people, when I try to create with them, like beautiful Maria was just expressing, they dump on me, they don't come through for me, whatever. But guys, ultimately, we have to create with other energy because that's all there is energy. So you want to be clear that I am free to create with all energy in a positive and powerful way. and that you're the power that creates that, Lynn.
Yeah, that feels great. That feels right.
Okay.
And I'm getting a big yes on my pendulum. Huge.
Yeah, me too. So let's all just balance that. We're invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth, calling in the violet flame and the golden light, I am divine love. And so it is. Yep. I'm not getting anything else. That's it, and that's what's up for all of us right now.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
And I just want to say that I usually work some sort or some part of the Oscars, and this year I said, nope, I'm going to sit in my beautiful little room, and I'm going to watch it and have dinner and just enjoy the whole thing. And
yeah.
I kept calling to see if I could do this part this way, and I'm like, nope, I can't. I'm sorry, I'm unavailable. And it just feels so great. It feels so good to do that.
Well, I want you to be clear about why it feels so good. Because you've been driven, oh, I better do this for the money. I better do this for the connections. I better do this or I'm not going to be okay in
exactly.
some way.
Yes.
And now you go, you know what? I'm creating me okay whether I do this or not. I have earned a beautiful night at home just hanging out with no makeup. that's where I went. I thought,
yep.
Oh, my God, to get gussied up and freeze to death in one of those damn gowns and sit there for, what, 8 hours sometimes? It's like, nope, not going to do it this year. So I want you to be clear that it feels so good and free because you made a choice out of what you wanted instead of a choice out of, oh, if I don't do this, maybe I'm not going to be okay.
Oh, exactly. That feels
yep.
so good. Thank you.
Doesn't it? And that's power, Lynn. That's moving into your power. Yippee and hallelujah.
Yippee.
Indeed. All right. Thank you, darling. We're at Emily in California. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
This is, oh, my goodness. Well, it's so funny that you said that last thing because the first thing I want to say is I am so grateful for my freedom. I am so grateful to have stepped fully into my power, and I am balancing everything we've talked about today, and it's already shifted. And life
big yes
is amazing
on all that. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Indeed, it's freedom, guys. Your choice to do this is your freedom, and your choice to hold on to the old fears. You get to live in purgatory. You know, on my tea bag this morning, it just comes at you everywhere when you're holding that intention. Listen to this. The purpose of life is to know yourself and love yourself and trust yourself and be yourself. That was on my freaking tea bag this morning.
Oh my God.
Okay? So, you know, life will bring you affirmations about all of this if you're looking for them.
Yep,
and you will
absolutely
get them. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I absolutely know that I am the creator of
I get
myself.
A big yes on that, baby cake.
Yeah.
So good for you.
And I want to ask about this little lingering cough, chest congestion thing going on with me. And then I am also embarking on a new business opportunity, and I've been focusing on aligning fully and integrating myself in the success of that.
Okay. The cough. Oh, dear God. Where is my body book? You guys, you always bring in stuff and, well, it should be in here. Hold on. I got to take off my headset a minute. The two are connected.
Okay.
The cough and the expansion. Ah, here it is. Hang on. I've been doing so much work getting special stuff together for all of you that it was buried under my paperwork here. All right, I'm going to cough. Now, that's interesting because a lot of people... I'm sorry, I just looked down at as I'm flipping through the pages, and it says breaking water prematurely in the birth process. But that's not where we're going. That was just funny to me. Sorry. Okay. Here. Anywhere else? Guilt grabbing. They have guilt over assumed accountability for negative events, desires, thoughts, and outcomes. Okay, so I'm going to your mom, and I'm going to when you were a very little girl, 2, 3, 4. You were made to feel guilty, not about your power, but about moving into your power when you were very little. And so the cough is a little bit of remnants of that, where you say, well, I am the creator of me. I'm so powerful. I have to feel guilty around this, which is a representation of when I come alive again, I am sick. That's a core belief. And again, I explain all of what these really mean in that new little video that I did for you guys. But that's what it's about. And that's kind of the last remnant that you have to address in your personal power expansion. Can you remember your mom teaching you or modeling for you?
This image pops into my head of me reaching out my hand and getting it slapped away.
Yeah. Well, but you're reaching out your hand starting your new business.
Yep.
You're going, I want that. I'm going to get that. I'm creating that. And subconsciously, you're afraid of getting your hand slapped with the message, don't reach for that. But you see, again, they're tying this into the ego. Because our parents, God forbid, they wanted us to be nice little girls and boys. They didn't want us to appear too powerful because that's egotistical and blasphemous and all that BS that they were taught and their parents were taught. And then we got, and then hopefully not passing down to our kids. Sometimes I think I created Gabrielle way too powerfully. Sometimes I want to go, all right, are we going anywhere else? No, that was a very good piece of information for all of us.
And
you know?
So the positive, I am safe creating in my power. I've been claiming that.
What's the opposite of guilt? The word is guilt that you have to redirect your brain around.
Free.
Well, and if you don't feel guilty, you feel
joyful.
Yes, joyful. And the word they're giving me is expansive. I am joyful and expansive and free around everything I reach for to create. Oh, my God. Feel that, you guys. I just got chills all over my body.
Yeah.
All over me. Still they're going. I am. Help me. What did I say?
Joyful and expansive and free
around everything I am reaching for to create. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. This is my choice, my direction, and I am the power that creates me and my life around this, and so it is. Oh,
yeah,
I've got
chills.
Still.
Yep.
Ah, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
Woohoo, indeed. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's the little hiding corner of stuff you needed to get to, Emily.
Oh my God, thank you. Love you.
You bet. Yeah, I love that you brought that in for all of us, because I'm right with you. I'm got my hands out reaching for a lot right now. And my intention is to, through divine love, bring it in for the highest good of me and everybody. And so it is. Thank you, baby.
And so
it is. Sorry, I cut you off there. Anne in Georgia, I haven't heard from you for a while. What's up?
Yeah, I just created a miracle last week and through divine love, and I just wanted to give a testimonial around that.
Well, great. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, briefly, I had a problem with a tenant that was not harmonious with the divine love and everything, and I held him in love and all the other tenants as I asked him to leave. And he did leave on Sunday, just before noon our time, and left the keys and everything. Instead of taking it through court or dragging it out, I just kept sending love and picturing it done. And
yep.
I have now put love around the condo. The condo is feeling love, and the people and the new tenant coming in. The condo's reaching out with love for the new tenant coming in.
Yep, I get a big yes on that. Good for you, Anne. And now I want everyone to take Anne's words and her actions and do that for our country, for our government, for our Constitution, and all the political ramifications that are going on right now. Love is the answer, guys. Love is the answer. I think I may even go back and do some radio and TV in Kansas City, not in a political way, but in a, as they say, bipartisan message of love and choice and how important that is. So thank you, Anne, for that. It's really the answer to what everybody's calling about today. And it's
and
great.
And I also got the faith and trust words came to me around it all. So, you know, and that's what I'm holding, faith and trust.
And that's what you are, is faith
yes.
and trust.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yep, get a yes on all that. That's a big corner for you to have turned. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. And we're going to, whoops, I didn't get you off, did I? Karen in Pennsylvania. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Haven't talked to you in a while. Hello, hello. So, interestingly, I just had tears in my eyes with the whole guilt-grabbing cough, and I am joyful and expansive and free of an event that happened when I was 9 with my mother.
Uh-huh.
So that's
yep.
an interesting piece that came up before I got on to talk with you. So here's
yep.
the bottom line. I am not ready to accept or willing to accept the diagnosis that I've been given by doctors. I thought of you yesterday after talking to one of the doctors, and your moment of truth when you said, I want to know how to heal this for everything. I have been guided to help people for years on physical injuries and let's get to the root cause and look at this and look at that. And what struck me yesterday is I don't believe we need to do that anymore. I believe we are to look at what we've manifested in the present and how do we heal it in the present to move forward. So that's my real question. I've got an issue going on with
okay,
my...
state your question in one sentence, Karen.
How do we heal physical injuries in the present to move forward?
Well, but you see, as soon as you said present, the next second it was the past. So what the channel is saying is, first of all, acknowledge and accept what the doctors have told you. You can't redirect
right.
anything until you accept the place of where it's at now. So I accepted, for example, I accepted that the doctors in their training believed that I would never have a baby. I accepted it, that they thought that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I proceeded to create my own life and create this baby. Yes, took me 6 years. And yes, I never lost the faith. So state your question one more time, and I'm going to ask the channel what the answer is. State your one sentence again.
Okay, I'm almost getting to change the question, but I'll go back to what it was. How do we feel?
No, go ahead and change it, because there's a higher question.
Got it.
We had to get to this other thing first. So what's the higher question?
How do I heal the injuries on my left side of my body?
Okay.
My
that's
hip
really,
in particular.
That's really what you want to know. Okay?
Okay.
So, again, how are we going to do that, guys, if we don't absolutely, unconditionally know and accept that I am the power of my own creation? That's where you have to start, Karen. And then they want to give you a core belief. And I'm going to your mom. I don't know why, but they already gave me that. This page.
I know. Yeah.
My I am presence does not create for me. Okay. So, of course, guys, we've all been taught this, because we couldn't have been taught anything else, because most of the people teaching us didn't know that. First of all, they didn't know what their I am presence was. And second of all, they never attributed the power of their own I am presence to their own creation. So your I am presence literally is your creative force. It is how you create. So anything that you say after I am in any way is what you create. So the question isn't how can I? The question is not a question. It's a statement. It's a direction of energy. So there's four words. You have a pencil?
I do.
Four words. Balance, alignment, harmony, and communication. I heard those all, and this is the highest answer. Anybody switched? We both want the highest answer, and we're getting, yeah. I am, read those four words off for me. I am.
Balance, alignment, harmony, and communication.
Okay. In the, it's interesting. They're giving me these words. Healing of my body, mind, and soul. Now that they've given us that word, they want to change the word. In the creation. Okay, so right there, they just taught a really amazingly important lesson. Right? We're not fixing, we're not healing, we're not redoing, we're creating. Right? So that makes your brain focus on the creation of communication and alignment and harmony and all those things. Not in fixing or healing something. Do you understand the difference, guys? Karen?
I understand the I think I do, because I've been saying every day I am vibrant health for years. I wake up and I go to sleep saying I am vibrant health, I am vital energy.
Okay.
I am fit, trim, lean, muscular and flexible, and I joyfully dance forward in a vibrantly healthy, vitally energetic new alignment.
Yep. I get all of that, and you also had the core belief in there, my I am presence does not create for me. So those claims have to be lessened somewhat in the reality of your life as you learn that, God, if I'm directing my energy this way every day, why is it not showing up? And it can't show up all the way until we absolutely know and accept that we are the gods and the creators of ourselves and our lives.
So that's that, the next piece.
That's really the only piece.
Okay. That's
okay.
Better.
So
yes.
Start out every day with, I absolutely know and accept that I am the creation of me and my life. I am the power that creates. I embrace that joyfully through divine love. And then do your other statements.
Great.
Okay?
Will do.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That was
thank
really
you.
Great discernment, everybody, that we just got. Dale in California. Wow, we got a lot of guys calling in today. I like it. What's up?
Good morning. We talked a couple weeks ago about my compulsive lying, and you gave me some stuff to work on during the week, and I did. And last week I turned around and lied again, and I felt guilty about it all day, all week. And looking at it a little further, I feel that it's like wanting to be in control of everything. And then another question is, why is chaos following me around all the time?
Well, because you are chaos. Okay. Look what's going on inside you, Dale.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I am going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I am going to lie. So within you, you live in constant chaos within yourself because you're saying, go this way, no, go that way. No, go this way, no, go that way. Well, the universe, you know, follows all of those signals that you're putting out. So all the universe can give you back right now is chaos.
So that would be, I mean, is there a good chance that there's ADD or ADHD involved?
You know, when I say that's the right question, I get a no, Dale. You're looking for a reason to excuse you for choosing to lie.
That I'm looking to punish myself?
You're looking for an excuse not to take your responsibility, sweetheart. And you've got to take the responsibility for your own self-creation, for choosing to lie. Okay, and then don't dump on yourself for it, because that's another part of how your ego manipulates you negatively. Oh, well, I'll do that, and then I'll feel guilty about it. And that's a game we play with ourselves. And instead of, okay, I screwed up. I don't want to screw up. I always want to tell the truth. I feel better about myself when I tell the truth. I'm directing myself to tell the truth. So they want to look at your definition of truth to give you some discernment around this. Am I going to a core belief? This page here. Yeah, when I'm loved, I'm depressed. And you're describing that perfectly. So if I love myself enough not to lie, if I love my significant other or my family enough to tell the truth, I get depressed. So loving yourself and doing what's right creates you being depressed. And I want to find out when that started and why. It's not a past life thing, but it kicked in literally during conception. And then 0 through 5, 0, 1, around 3 years old, again with your mom. So describe what you and your mom, what was your relationship or her relationship with your dad when you were very young?
My dad was on the road a lot as a salesman, and my mom was not hands-on a lot. I mean, we had, you know, family stuff, but she wasn't a hands-on mom, and she wasn't happy a lot of the times with her situation, the family situation, the marriage and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So to a little kid, and again, guys, watch my TED Talk if you want some discernment around how your little child is running you. You'll get a lot of insights. I think I suggested that to you before, Dale. So, but to a little kid, what that means is, I love mommy, but she's always depressed. Mommy loves daddy, but she's not happy. So, at around that time, Dale, you put together that love and the feeling of love created you feeling depressed, and you associated those two things. So the more powerful you are in your own creation around living in love and truthfulness, way down deep in Dale's little boy, he's going, I don't know if I really want to go there though, because that's depressing. So you've got to start teaching your brain that love and joy live together. Love,
so exactly.
and the self-responsibility of yourself to embrace that love for yourself and others equals joy and freedom, not depression. Okay?
Okay. So that's one of the reasons why I seem to be distant from everybody else. I always want to be alone.
Well, yes, because the more you're going to be loved, that you think is going to make you feel worse. But if you give the people who love you the opportunity to really love you, beginning with you loving yourself, then you will start seeing that experience is not true. That being loved by yourself and others is freedom and joy and expansiveness. You're going to have twice the amount of energy, right? And you know, you might want to check into, I think they've got groups out there like Overeaters and AA and Drug Addiction. I think they have one for lying, and you might check into and start being a group so you can share with other people who understand where you're coming from. You'll learn a lot. So check that out too, okay?
All right, thanks.
Yep. Now, Dale, you can't just listen to the words. Now you got to take action and do it, okay?
You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I understand.
Okay. Just checking. Boy, I think we've got time for one more. Mary in South Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, lady.
What's up?
Oh, well, just another year older and a little bit taller. I'll listen to that. Doing great.
Well, at our age, taller's better.
That's what I decided.
Yeah, why not? We're all growing taller, Mary.
Yeah. Right.
I hear something in your voice that you need help with. What is it? Because we're out of time.
Okay, real quick. We had a sad, happening yesterday, this past week. My sister-in-law lost her son. He was murdered. He was 44 years old. And so we're all a little bit hoarse. And I didn't know if there was anything behind it. They can't find out any reason why, but.
The channel said there was no reason except for guns.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, are we all going to have to lose somebody before we wake up and take part in limiting guns? And it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like the Old West now.
Yeah.
So they want you to know there's no reason. He did leave by choice, Mary. We know that all people, look, I've talked to so many people and done sessions with John Edward and Abraham Hicks, and nobody leaves without choice. It's
and
crazy,
you know,
for us.
That.
To, yeah, yeah. But I want to give you some peace. And he's saying, okay, well, hang on to your hat. They're saying, he's saying, sorry, he's coming through, that it was his way to serve. He just felt like he had to wake the consciousness up.
Oh, that would be Chris.
And it was it's his way of serving, Mary.
Yep.
To help everybody wake up. So be joyous in the fact that he completed his mission, are the words he's used, and get involved. The family needs to get involved. People need to get involved.
Oh, that we are. Yep.
Yeah.
That we
okay.
are.
So let's balance the whole show here. What a show. Boy, we went all over the place.
Yeah,
and
baby.
Really came back to one place, which is self-empowerment. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love.
Enough.
Yeah, if you need help working through this, Mary, you call me, okay?
I will. I love you.
Love you too, sweetheart. All right, guys. Dear Lord, what a show. Let's claim it together. I love me. Come on. I love me. Open your hearts, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.